I'm fresh back from East Lake Resort, and one of the guys that I just enjoy having on the show, I've enjoyed having him on the show over the years. I got to spend a couple days, a little bit of time with him, a couple days with him, and I'm being joined right now by TrophyTroutGuide.com's Rick Arnold. Rick, how are you today?
Great, Lance.
Hey,
it was fun getting out with you, man.
Yeah, it's always fun getting out with you, and I just find it a blessing to be able to jump in the boat with somebody that really knows Trophy Trout up there, and I just had an absolute ball, even though we had a little pressure change that we dealt with. But that happens up there, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, as I was saying, it was one of the slowest days I've had in a while, and evening and morning. So, but it did turn around this morning, and it was much better day the next day. So what can you say?
Yeah, well, and it can be like that up there. It's similar. I was talking to you in the boat. I'll liken it to springer fishing, and when we've got big thunderheads kind of coming through in March and April, it can turn the lights out on the bite on the river, and it seems like that system passes, and all of a sudden the fish get interested. Can you make anything of it like that?
You know, I guess I think. We reached the same conclusion because we did have the change. The wind had kicked up, the temperature fell, and we haven't had a little rain, you know, in the morning as well. So it had to have affected it. I was out a couple of weeks earlier, and it was great, you know, the last time I was up here. And I seem to always be able to at least stick maybe a dozen fish in a day if we work at it hard. So, you know, what can I say except this morning it turned around and we popped 15, so...
Yeah, and that's just it. The front moves through, and I see out on the out on the dock and in the resort later on, and it's like the lake's laid down. It's flat, beautiful, and I knew before we even talked that you were gonna have had some success. So, you know, what do you do, right?
Yeah, we got out early. We were out earlier this morning. And there was definitely an early morning bite going on, and we had a couple doubles, and it was going hot and heavy there for a little bit. So, you just stay with it when it's going, and that's all I know to do for sure.
Yeah, well, and that's just it. They bite when they bite, and you've got to have lines in the water when they do. But I experienced some fabulous kokanee fishing throughout the week. And
right.
And boy, that bite for those things was excellent. Although, it does matter what you're putting in front of these things, doesn't it?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, not just anybody catches them. I mean, a lot of people refer to the kokanee as easy to catch. And what we found is that it took us about a half a day to kind of really get dialed in on what they wanted. But it did matter how you were presenting it, at what speeds, and whether or not you had flashers on. In fact, we found some of our best success actually without all the bling and kind of toning things down quite a bit and running some, you know, smaller spinners and doing some games with our corn. And it really made a difference kind of getting rid of some of that bling. I mean, go figure, right?
Yeah. One of the secrets that I learned over the years too, when it was tougher, especially if you're fishing off a downrigger, get your setback way back. That oftentimes when it's been tougher, because a lot of times we'll run close to the ball. You know, we might run a 20, 30-foot setback, but I pushed it back out to 60, 70 feet, and we'd start getting hit again. So that's just one of the little tricks I learned in trolling for kokanee with downriggers.
The other thing that I found is that kokanee like an egg cure on corn.
Yeah. And you know,
they do.
Phil Perrone's the kokanee set
that is
old standard, and that's always worked for me. So I don't. And you know, over at Wallawa Lake, we're putting maggots on. I think we talked about that a couple months ago. So, you know, it's the local knowledge is key a lot of times on these things, and that can make the difference between catching fish and not.
And one of the guys that I ended up fishing with earlier in the week, he actually brought maggots on board, and we caught fish on maggots and corn.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I didn't realize you were using those, too. Yeah.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
I, it, It wasn't my setup. He just brought him with him and threw him on a. He was into experimenting. Heck, we looked like a porcupine out there. We had five kokanee rods hanging, and he put them on, and they got bit. I wouldn't say that they were that they carried any sort of rock star quality, but they did catch a few fish. I'm being joined right now by Rick Arnold of TrophyTroutGuide.com. So, you guys got out after we got together, and you got into some fish. What should guys that are looking to target trophy trout over there at East and Palina and into some of these high lakes over there, what's one thing that you can recommend? Because these things seem to be a little bit hard to get for most that just go out and try it once or twice.
Yeah, here's what I saw. You know, occasionally, I've got an older Lowrance graph, but occasionally you can see the thermocline show up as a line right on your graph. And I was commenting to my partner that was with me, Vince, today, that, look, there was the line. You could see it clearly. So the thermocline is starting to set up at 25 feet right now. So it's a depth control game. We're into summer. It's late getting here, but we're here. Water surface temperatures are running 60, 61, too. And there's a thermocline setting up. So we were fishing in those 20 to 30-foot ranges. And as you experienced, we didn't do very good. We sucked a few fish. And we were fishing in that zone, but I think this morning there was just absolutely a bite going off this morning. And again, behind that little front that came through, I think they just picked right back up. So it's a depth control game right now when you get into summer on the Browns.
And you better have decent electronics to tell you the truth, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't think they all tell the truth.
Yeah, I've got that X15. It's 11 years old, but that was an excellent graph at the time, and I'm so used to it, it works well for me. So it's just knowing where you're at, and you know, you saw how many fish were out there on the graph, so you know we were in them.
No, it was unbelievable. It was actually remarkable. And yeah, and we did get a few fish. I'm gonna actually throw one of the fish we caught up online at 750. 750thegame.com, and then it'll also be at kxl.com and freedom970.com. I'm going to throw one of those fish up there for you guys to look at, and cool. We're going to also do a webisode of this conversation online as well here later on in the week. For those that are connected through Facebook, you can find me at facebook.com/LanceFisherFishing, and this conversation will be available there with some footage as well. But hey, it's always good getting together with you, and I can't wait for you to come over here and yard on some of these salmon that we're going to have here over the course of the next couple months.
Yep. Well, like we said, I haven't done much salmon fishing, and I'm dying to get over there, and you'd be the guy I'd like to go with. So
yeah, well, we had
to pull this off this year.
Well, we had a great time, and I so appreciate your contributions over the years, and look forward to more contributions from you here in the coming weeks. I really appreciate it, Rick.
You bet, Lance. Always good to talk with you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks a lot. That's Rick Arnold of TrophyTroutGuide.com. And if you're interested in learning about targeting trophy trout, there's nobody else in the area in the entire West that's got this thing more dialed than Rick Arnold. And he's basically spent the last several decades perfecting trophy trout. And whether it's Lakers, it's Browns, he just got another brown over 10 pounds here just a couple weeks ago on East Lake at 10.3. And, you know, he's got some great things to offer at his website at TrophyTroutGuide.com.